deviate from that pattern. This is the one stumbling block that many people have. You're going to hear from a man in a few minutes that made a phenomenal change just through understanding this one idea. And I'm going to tell you, the man was brilliant when he got the idea. It was just one small change. This could be the one you want to make. Now, Maltz explained that the image you hold of yourself is a premise, a base, or a foundation. It's nothing but an idea in your mind upon which your entire personality is built. He concluded this image not only controls your behavior, yet controls your circumstance as well. Now, it would take a respectable understanding to grasp that. How could an idea in our mind literally change the circumstances in our life? Well, by the time you finish this seminar, the various subjects in it, you're going to know exactly how those circumstances can change. It'll be very clear to you. But I can assure you, you alter this image in your mind that John was talking about. You take this idea of what you want to be and learn how to plant it in here and release this idea like that, your life will change. And you're going to hear from someone who made a big change. Now, let's take a look at this idea of cybernetics. You know, a number of years ago, many years ago, I bought this book. It was out around 1960, and it was shortly after that I got it. And like most of these books I get, I read it over and over and over again. Now, let me digress for a second. I was in a seminar that Dr. Harry Roeder was conducting. And I'm going to tell you, this man is brilliant. He has an enormous amount of information of why we do what we do. And I remember we were working with a loose leaf exercise book. It was in Chicago that I was in the seminar, although Dr. Roeder is a Canadian. And he said something that really sunk in, and on the first page in the book, I wrote it. He said, "You do not understand something until you can explain it to someone else so that they understand it." Now, run that through your computer a couple of times. You do not understand something until you can explain it to someone else so that they understand it. Now, that was written in a book a long time ago. I wrote it, as Harry said it. I'd read this book before that. And I read it off and on every year or two. I'll read it a couple of times. Someone came up to me in a seminar one day years ago, and they said, "Bob, do you know what cybernetics means?" I said, "Yeah." They said, "Well, what does it mean?" I said, "Well, it's